So Flora, tell me a little bit about this massive undertaking, is what it looks like from the outside.
On June 19th of this year, which was Juneteenth, the 150th anniversary of Juneteenth, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, in conjunction with Family Search, which is the church's nonprofit family history organization, announced a major nationwide initiative called the Freedmen's Bureau Project. And this project involves the indexing of records of emancipated slaves. The Freedmen's Bureau was set up after the Civil War to assist newly freed slaves in obtaining, you know, land, in medical efforts, in schools, hospitals, clothing, all kinds of aspects of their life. And so we have about 1.5 million federal records that right now are not searchable. In other words, you can't go online and put in a name and hope, you know, that your records come up of your ancestor. Right now, it's documents. And so volunteers are needed to look at the documents and type in the information so that hopefully in about a year, all these records of about 4 million Freedmen's Bureau historical records will be available for search online.
Great. And how did this idea come about? I know that the Mormon faith is very devoted to the practice of genealogy, but how did this specific idea come to bear fruit?
Right. So I think about 10 or 12 years ago, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and Family Search obtained records from the National Archives, in other words, copies of microfilm records of these documents. And there's an interesting story. The first batch of documents that were digitized, that were indexed and made available online, took 10 or 11 years to complete, and many of them were done by inmates in Utah State prisons. And it was a wonderful volunteer effort. The part that they did, the 10% of these vast documents that they did, were the bank records, the Freedmen's Bank records. And I don't have a number on how many records that involved. It has been interesting to read some of their stories. And I think when they originally started, they were not on computers. I think they were handwriting from these images what they were seeing into a more legible, you know, format to then be put on computer. The hope is that the rest of these 90% of the records of the Freedmen's Bureau can be indexed in 1 year in time for the opening of the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture in late 2016. And of course, here in Delaware, we also have next year the opening of the Center for African American Heritage at the Delaware Historical Society. So two wonderful opportunities to make these records available. So you're right, Family Search and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are very dedicated to helping families connect, to help them bond. And we feel that understanding our ancestors helps us understand who we are, and that the family is central to our lives, and that those family relationships continue beyond this life. And so that motivates us. That's where this comes from, this desire for families to be connected. And particularly for African Americans researching their family history, often they hit a complete brick wall in research before about, you know, the 1870s, because those who were slaves were just marks on their master's records. They didn't even have names. And so the Freedmen's Bureau presents this wonderful opportunity to take these names and dates and places and histories and to unlock stories of these African Americans and help generations reconnect.
Can you talk about the link between this project and the opening of the new Smithsonian Museum?
The whole project is a partnership between the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture, the Afro-American Historical and Genealogy Society, and the California African American Museum. And then the National Archives hold the original records. So it is a huge partnership under kind of Family Search's umbrella to bring these communities and organizations together, and again with the goal of them being searchable and ready for the opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. So we can kind of suppose maybe there'll be some exhibits or some sort of resourcing that will be available.
Absolutely, absolutely. And possibly even some kind of family history center where you could literally get on a computer and start searching right then for your ancestor.
Absolutely. So I understand you guys had your big launch at the Delaware Historical Society in Wilmington.
So it was a tender time meeting at the Delaware Historical Society on June 19th, because it came with the background of the Charleston shootings at the church. And so this tragic, horrible incident of hate. And it was a beautiful experience, in contrast, to gather together with this diverse group of people at the Historical Society to do the launch of this event locally. And there was a spirit of love and unity. And then after the kickoff, our specialists in Newcastle County were there to kind of offer a demonstration and get people started. And it really is a very simple process. You go to familysearch.org and create an account. There's no cost to doing this. There's no specific time commitment to volunteering for this effort. You could spend a few hours or 100 hours being involved in it. And with a computer and internet access and a little bit of training through either watching, you know, videos online, you download a batch of documents and then start deciphering that cursive handwriting and typing into a form online the names and dates that you're seeing. Which will eventually be part of this searchable database. And two or three sets of eyes look at each one of these documents so that there's some automatic correcting and analysis of what this spelling is or what this city is before they become searchable online. But it was wonderful to partner with Historical Society. We were excited to be there, especially with the opening of their Center for African American Heritage next year. So we're excited about that.
Do you have a sense of the numbers of folks already signing up and doing this work?
I don't in Delaware. I know that nationwide, the completion is at about 16%. They keep kind of a running log online at a website called discoverfreedmen.org, discoverfreedmen.org. And so their little counter shows us that the project completion is at about 16% right now. We did have a couple of people come into our Newark Family History Center that next week and call for more information. And our specialists in Newcastle County, their names are Wynn and Pam John, have presented to a couple of groups. And we invite anyone who would like to learn more to come into one of our three Delaware Family History Centers, Newark, Wilmington, and Dover. They are staffed by volunteers who would be delighted to help you with your own family research or to learn how to become involved in the Freedmen's Bureau project.
Our thanks to Flora McConkie, a regional spokeswoman for the Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints, and R. Ann Hoffman for this month's History Matters.